Joining us today is Peter Wright, the Executive Director of Green Wing Resources, listed on the ASX with the ticker GW1. Now, the company say they are emerging as a fully integrated green metals company with a comprehensive exposure to graphite, advanced materials and lithium. So hello, Peter. Welcome onto Stockbox. How are you?
Mark, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much for your time. Could I ask you to start us off by just introducing the company, giving us a bit of a high-level overview of the project and what you're all about?
Of course. Look, we see ourselves as an emerging integrated exposure to all things battery metals or battery mineral concentrates. The foundation upon which that is built on is we, over the last 5 years, 6 years, have built our own graphite project in eastern Madagascar. We operated that for 2 years. We produced everything from super jumbo flake concentrates down to minus 100 mesh concentrates, which typically go on your phone. Over that production period, we did not have a ton penalised or rejected. So the long story short is where that leaves us with the second strand of our strategy is we have extremely clean, pure concentrates from large super jumbo flake down to fine flake graphite, which leaves us exposed to all the emerging markets in graphite. There's a lot of news, and rightly so, about fine flake graphite and its applications in lithium-ion batteries, but advanced materials as well, be it expandable graphite or graphene-based products, is extremely exciting for us. At a board level, we have an extremely credentialed board with lithium. Our chairman, Rick Anthon, has been with Orocobre from exceptionally early days through to its current incarnation as a $6 billion listed lithium producer. James Brown was the managing director of Altura Resources, took a hard rock project in Western Australia from back when there wasn't the interest in lithium that there is now, from first outcropping through to commercial production. So we like to think that we have a record of delivery. We delivered the Graphmata project in Madagascar on time and on budget. We shut down for COVID. We haven't been able to reopen yet. We'd very much like to reopen with the current prices as they are, but with the various logistical barriers to dealing, not just in Madagascar, but anywhere, especially around putting our staff from Australia into foreign jurisdictions and not being guaranteed that we can get them back, we've decided to, in the interim, focus on delivering a study and a subsequent construction of a 40,000-tonne facility at Graphmata and adding an advanced materials capacity onto that in parallel. And as announced to the ASX today, we've been progressing a lithium project, which we find extremely exciting. We've got 100% of a Salar deposit within the lithium triangle. We've announced today extremely encouraging grades from surface, and that the Salar extends somewhere between 600 and 800 metres depth in Argentina. We have several high-profile neighbours within the jurisdiction, from Orocobre to Ganfeng to Lakes Resources to Galan, all with substantial market caps as opposed to ourselves. So I suppose that's the overview of where we are. We think we have a demonstrated history of delivering. The ultimate aim of the company is to have a lithium business and a graphite business, both feeding into an advanced materials business, all set against the context of what I think is a consensus now that both graphite and lithium markets are going to be extremely tight, if not in deficit, for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. So, are your lithium projects, and are they much more early stage? You've got your graphite one, which is producing, although on hold at the moment because of COVID. Yes. So you've got the producing asset. Are the lithium ones your earlier stage exploration projects?
They are earlier stage.
Okay.
We also have a hard rock project in Madagascar, which has an this done in surface signature. You know, we did a trench sample and it returned 31 metres at 3%. There are various and numerous grab samples from around the tenement package of, you know, almost pure lithium crystals, you know, anywhere between 6.5% and 7.5% lithium oxide. It's extremely compelling. You know, we have come from a very modest start, you know, circa $3.5-4 million at the time that we all got involved in what was Bass and is now Greenwing. So we've always had limited capacity to progress multiple projects at once. We've never wanted to issue excessive amounts of equity, given what we thought was, you know, quite a material upside. So yes, they are earlier stage. There could potentially be quite a sizable resource there in the world's most prolific lithium jurisdiction.
Okay, and what are advanced materials then?
Advanced materials. What attracts us to advanced materials is the very high barriers to entry. The advanced material that we're focusing on is expandable graphite. It's becoming mandated. I think it's about to be mandated in the EU, if not already. It's basically an alloy with large flake graphite and graphene. It's a flame retardant in buildings. It's certainly legislated in various provinces of China. You can ever eradicate the risk, but it certainly mitigates significantly the risk of Grenfell Tower type infernos. There is a burgeoning demand for expandable graphite, and with our capacities to produce large flake and above concentrates, along with free of deleterious elements, you know, not too many companies can do that on an industrial scale, which leaves us extremely well placed to service that market. We've signed an exclusive agreement with a research facility down here, Swinburne University in Melbourne. We're looking to make some announcements regarding the initial test work there over the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So where are your current activities focused then, particularly with the graphite project that's currently, unfortunately, not being able to do anything, and I'm sure that you're quite keen to get that back up and running. But where are you focusing your efforts now during this time?
Well, look, it's a three-tiered strategy. So we are concurrently advancing the advanced materials. We've just commenced in the process of commencing an extensive drilling program at Graphmata. So we've got 22 million tonnes there today. Ours is high grade as far as a regolith hosted deposit goes, or a soft rock. We have 91% in situ large flake and above, which is extraordinary. Just to give you a sense of how difficult graphite processing is, even in a soft rock at 91%, we averaged 43% large flake and above over stage one. It's really hard to produce large flake and above graphites from a hard rock resource. So you know, we see ourselves as having a unique deposit as far as listed graphite companies are concerned, and the capacity to produce some extraordinary products from it. Mm-hmm. You know, given that unblemished, we have an unblemished sales record. No ton was penalised, let alone rejected. We qualified into the US, we qualified into Germany, and hence Europe. We sold to Japan, we sold to China. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of sales into India.
Okay. Well, just on that front, on the sales front then, how have you found the process advancing the projects and integrating into the market or the supply chains? Because I've heard that OEMs are very, very scared about security of supply. They're also very conscious about how a company can actually deliver what they say they've got and can deliver, and they're looking to partner with mining companies directly. So how have you found that process integrating into the market?
Look, it was like a lot of things with stage one, you're building a mine in a third world country, as much as we do enjoy operating in Madagascar, everything was hard, to be honest. But one of the advantages for us with stage two is we dealt with a lot of the problems in stage one. You know, we sold to 40 separate customers over the course of stage one. So we have an established product. We have an established sales relationship. The guys in the company that looked after sales did an outstanding job. We had three or four main customers who we keep in touch with, you know, weekly, if not monthly, keep them abreast of our plans. We don't see any issue with supplying what we produce. We sold literally every single ton that we produced over stage one. But look, it was hard. It was really hard to do. You know, as was building the thing, commissioning it, the trial and error of commissioning, all that was really difficult. And I think that's the point about stage two, that, you know, within 5 or 10%, the cost of stage two will be the same cost as stage one. You know, we've built a lot of the infrastructure for stage two up front, and it's this quantum leap of profitability. The other issue with stage two, which we find particularly interesting, is we should, for stage two, have hydro electricity from the grid available from 2024, which has a material impact on your operating costs.
Okay. But at least you're down that road now, and you can, as soon as possible, you can reopen the plant and begin producing again. Do you have any numbers that you can share with us, sales numbers? And also, do you have any idea when you might be able to reopen the plant and continue production?
Look, we don't. At present, and in the absence of that information, the plan is to look to early 2024, but to construct a 40,000-tonne facility in the interim. So table a study based on our manifest experience from stage one, table a study and a capex. We don't see the capex for stage two being a great deal more than stage one, but yet we get a sevenfold increase in production. You know, we've done everything from build the tailings dams to the roads. They're, I wouldn't say a work of art, but it's a really difficult process, separating graphite flakes from a host unit. And we managed to do that. We've retained all the IP for that. I think that puts us a long way ahead of, I wouldn't say competitors, but peers. But I think there'll be enough room for everyone, frankly. With the current pricing, you know, we would like to be in operation. Just for a sense of perspective, the last quarter that we were producing in 2019, we were getting, you know, circa $330 US. For a ton of minus 100 graphite, so fine flake graphite, those prices at the moment are somewhere between 700 and 800, which is where they were when we commissioned.
Well, just a final thought then from you, Peter. What's the roadmap looking like then? What can investors watch out for in the short term?
After today's announcement with San Jorge, we'll be looking to drill there as quickly as we can. In terms of delivering market cap, that has enormous capacity now. We're extremely encouraged by the results we have to date. If we can deliver a resource in that jurisdiction, looking at our peers, who we traded somewhere between 5 and 10% of their market cap, I think that there is immediate and material upside there for us. Then add on to that a demonstrated capacity to produce graphite. We're looking to commence a 3,000 metre drill program. Every single drill program we have done at Graphmata, we have added resource to. Particularly interesting, the last resource update was from the very, very south of the tenement package. The guys at Site of Long held a view that it extends all the way from the north to the south of the package. That last drilling would tend to bear that out. So there's sort of four separate deposits over 9 or 10 kilometres, and the internal view has always been that it extends along that 9 to 10 kilometres. We've got an exploration target of 86 million tonnes. If we could push through 30 to 35 with the next drill program, that would be a really substantial large flake resource. And finally, with the advanced materials and what can only be described as extremely clean, pure, large flake concentrates demonstrated by an unblemished sales record, providing perfect feedstock for things like expandable graphite, like graphene. We're looking forward greatly to updating the market on our progress there. Between the three of them, against the backdrop of tightening markets and rapidly tightening markets for graphite and lithium concentrates, along with the experience and the stewardship of the company, I think it adds up to a lot more than our $55 million market cap. At present, we are adequately funded out to June next year, so there's no capital raisings planned. And, I think all of that adds up to, after a lot of hard work and a lot of hard work to go, a very moderately priced company with material upside.
Okay.
So, and Mark, I should just say I've forgotten. We've just put on a CEO who has deep experience in mining. He was the managing director of Highlands Pacific, which operated a very substantial nickel cobalt mine in Papua New Guinea. His name's Craig Lennon. So we really think that builds out that level of confidence that we need to take the company to where it should be.
Well, Peter Wright, the executive director of Green Wing Resources, thank you very much for your time.
No problems at all, Mark. Thanks heaps for your time.